Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I had a friend who's a great baseball player. Man, he could throw that speedball by it. Okay, Stan Katz with Talk Radio 790 KBC. We're really having a good time in studio, and we are disseminating a lot of knowledge, not by me, but by John Weiner, attorney. He's an employee advocate, mostly. He handles a lot of sexual harassment, sexual abuse, employment discrimination. He lectures other attorneys on wrongful death, serious personal injuries, employment litigation. He has sued or has gone up against psychotherapists, abuse of their clients and medical professionals. And now we're learning on the college level and the education world, there's a lot of abuse. Tell me one thing, because this is really prevalent now. I'm sure it was always prevalent, but we didn't speak that much about it. Elder abuse. And I know you lecture on that.
Right. We handle...
Oh, you do handle it.
We handle some elder abuse cases if they're serious enough. And those do sometimes involve, unfortunately, sexual abuse.
Is it usually financial or physical? Or
the cases that we handled are against nursing homes similar facilities that ends up, because they're poorly staffed, the elders or dependent people end up getting abused because there's not enough staff to protect them.
So you have taken on some of those cases?
Yeah, we take on anytime anybody gets abused or sexually harassed or abused, it would be the kind of case we could potentially take. And that includes child molestation cases, and that includes adults who have not recovered memories, but are finally ready to come forward. Sometimes they wait too long, though, and that's the sad thing.
At the break, we were kind of relaxing a little bit and talking to John. And John mentioned there's been so much conflict between boyfriends and girlfriends and lovers and whatever your significant other is and preference. You want to share something with us, John?
Well, yeah. So, I mean, there needs to be protections in society. And the protections are generally going to be the police when somebody is sexually harassed or sexually abused. But at some point, the issue needs to be met by bringing lawsuits. And most of the significant changes, including even these Me Too movement changes, are happening because of lawsuits and people having the courage to, you know, finally come forward after being abused. And so we're living in a world where you can get empowered by bringing a lawsuit, but also get disempowered based on the media coverage or something, or as we saw in the Kavanaugh hearings, you know, there's just a lot of people that in any kind of he said, she said, will believe the he.
Right. And, you know, it's funny, though, even with the Me Too movement, I think so many of these, mostly men, can be women, in power, believe they're impervious to the law.
Right.
It does. You know, that's not me. I'm not really doing it. And they project what they're doing, you know, what's the big problem? And it is a big problem.
Yeah, I mean, sexual harassment and sexual abuse is a power issue.
Yeah. It's more the power.
It's more the power. No matter what it is, it's always the power, because the power is ultimately the reason, you know, people kind of go off the rails.
Now, when you say, I mean, it's such a tough subject, but let's say where there's been some child abuse. Mm-hmm. How does that case eventually get to you? Because there's probably a history of abuse and...
Right. So, you know, normally for there to be a case of child abuse, it has to be... You need to be able to find somebody else responsible other than the perpetrator, unless the perpetrator happens to have enough money to fully compensate somebody. So the cases that we get are a lot like against the Boy Scouts, dance studios. We got one against a yoga studio, just generally places where people are put into vulnerable positions and where people who are predators can take advantage of children.
Okay. So now, in a lot of cases, would it be the girlfriend? You know, I could imagine in a home where there's a stepdad and his wife happens to have a child, let's say a vulnerable, you're nodding your head already.
There's abuse in those kinds of cases. Not all of them, obviously.
Yeah, that happens.
There's a risk.
Yeah.
Based on everything that I hear that can go wrong in all these relationships kind of thing, in my world, they do go wrong, and that's what I try to protect my family from as best I can. We're all vulnerable to being sexually abused if it happens to be the right person at the right time or the wrong person at the wrong time.
Okay, so now a quick mini lecture. I have a group. I have 40 employees, right, men, women. What do you tell them? Yeah. Now, as far as behavior.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you don't want to end up getting fired or sued, don't act pervy. Pervy is actually a word.
Like perverted.
Yeah, like perverted. And many women who I talk to in an interview, when they try to explain something, they tell me that the guy was just pervy.
Pervy, yeah.
The guy was just pervy. They use that word or similar words, or the guy's creepy.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's true. I mean, it ends up pretty much being the creepy people that end up getting sued. That doesn't mean that everybody that gets sued, you know, it's a legitimate case, but most of them,
the creepy people are pervy too.
The creepy people can be pervy, and they can just keep getting away with it and getting away with it and getting away with it, unless the company responds or unless a lawsuit forces the company to respond, which is why I'm happy that I do what I do.
Yeah. Well, you certainly are providing an important service, an excellent service. But, I could see that happen because I say we have similar experts that are in your field, and I always say that instinct is very important to me. I'm a little old school. I was in the work for a couple of really big corporations, had my own company. But you have to have instinct about who you're dealing with and what it's okay to say and what it isn't. And uncool people, I hate to say it, using maybe a layman's term, can be pervy or creepy, and women will pick that up.
Right, right. And, you know, and it isn't that hard to say, do you mind if I, you know, give you a hug, you know, versus just hugging somebody. I mean, it's so simple.
It seems so simple,
but there's a bunch of people that
don't do that. Yeah, can I give you a hug? Can I give you a hug? Yeah.
Right. It's not that hard. Would you be insulted if I said this or if I do that?
Yeah. Is it okay for me to say you look very nice today?
Right.
So you just helped our listeners.
Right, right. And there's a way of somebody to say, oh, you look very nice and you sound like a nice person.
Yeah.
Or you could say it in a creepy way.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, looking at the victim up and down and rolling tongues and stuff like that. Yeah, it happens all the time.
Yeah, those looks. But in the workplace also, I've always said, my rule always was, if someone was subordinate to me, be very careful and cautious.
Right.
If someone was an equal or on my level, still cautious, but there's a little more. I always tell this one story, and I worked at a very large entertainment company. It was just gorgeous. And in the 90s, women were wearing mini skirts again. But she was my buddy. She was my buddy. We were just friends, and I knew her husband. We'd go to conferences. So I, how are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. I'll say her name was Susan. She said, we're trying to get pregnant. And me, from a back-in-the-day kind of guy and feeling it was okay to say, I said, all right, let me know if you need to put more men on the job.
Oh, boy.
In today's world, I'm in a lot of trouble. She cracked up. She thought it was fun. But, that's the kind of thing to be careful.
Right. But again, you should be able to take people's temperature before you start saying things,
Yeah. I can't believe our hour has come to an end. I mean, I'd love to talk to John for another hour or two. He's got a lot of information. So get this down. John Weiner, W-I-N-E-R, and it's WMLawyers.com, WMLawyers.com. Aside from a very talented attorney and very successful, hundreds of millions of dollars in settlements and awards, he's really a great guy. And John Weiner, it's really been a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well thanks for having me, Stan, and I do look forward to coming back.
Good. A very enjoyable hour, by the way. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and La La Land, and throughout the world, by the way, on KBC.com, throughout the world. Tune in next week, and next week in podcast form, you could hear this show that John was on, and we appreciate it. So I'm Stan Katz at Talk Radio 790 KABC, John Weiner, WNLawyers.com, and come back next week and enjoy our outro music.